Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're talking today with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Wynn Butler. The City Commission meets tonight at 7 o'clock. Consent agenda has quite a few items on it tonight. I might start, if I could, just on item G. And this affects us over here at the radio station. Well, we have obviously a keen interest in what goes on Casement Road. But could you talk a little bit about what item G entails, Mr. Fear?
Sure, Brandon. Thanks for that. I was going to lead off with that myself. So, we've had Casement Road improvements in our capital improvements program for some time. We've tried for a couple of different grants over the years and haven't been successful. But we do believe that there will be some infrastructure and other grants that will be upcoming. And so what we want to do is try to get this to be a little bit more shovel ready and some more design components figured out. So we're requesting that the commission approve a 30% design contract. So we found that if we can take a project to 30% design, we get a very much better handle on what the overall cost and the types of improvements that are needed or desired in that particular alignment. And so what this, we're proposing a contract not to exceed about $179,000 with Alfred Benesch, who is on our group listing for approved engineers for this particular type of project of infrastructure, to develop those 30% plans on the Casement Corridor from essentially about the south of the Allen Road, Knox Lane intersection north to Brookmont. We were fortunate to receive some funding for some improvements several years ago that basically went from Marlette south to Brookmont, and most of that dealt with the need to upgrade the bridge there underneath the Marlette ditch. And so as part of that upgrade, we widened the road to a three-lane section and put in a sidewalk across the bridge structure. And so that's kind of the design parameter that we would look at taking clear south to the Allen and Knox intersection, or at least several of those major intersections having three lane, have a turning lane, possibly more traffic control measures, and certainly pedestrian amenities that are lacking. That's an old rural roadway section design with open ditches. So we would look at putting storm sewer in those so we could accommodate better pedestrian traffic on that. And so we're asking the commission to approve this to go to 30% design so that that particular project could be better informed and we could be more competitive in our grant submittals.
All right. Potentially, when would we see any orange cones, I guess, over here on this side of the town?
Yeah, at this stage, we'll have a after the work gets done, this is probably a 6-month design project, 3 to 6 months to work that up. And then we'll just have to see what kind of grants become available. There's usually some annual ones from KDOT that we've tried and haven't been successful on. Some of those have been in more of the pedestrian nature of it. There's some stormwater ones, and there's some potential new infrastructure funding that's coming out at both the state and federal level. So pretty hard to put a timeline on any actual orange cones appearing at this point.
Okay. Well, that's something to watch here for the folks in the Northview area, certainly. What else do we have on the consent agenda here tonight?
So another kind of construction-related project would be item I. This is some Stonehaven Park trail improvements. We've been doing some work out at the new Stonehaven Park around the pond feature. We have from some of the construction that's already occurred due to a sanitary sewer lift station and an access for that on the east side of the pond. This would continue a trail tie into that access road and then bring the trail on around the pond. The pond really the major feature within the park. The walking trails are another component, so this would at least complete that component. Buyer Construction is the construction company that's doing the subdivision work there and the work on that lift station and the maintenance road already. And so we're asking the commission to approve a contract with them for $73,398 for the continuation and completion of that improvement in the park since they're there doing that work.
Okay.
We also have a truck-mounted sewer jet. So this is a critical piece of equipment in our sanitary sewer division. It helps us to in cleaning and maintaining the sanitary sewer lines and is very critical for us when we are backups. But our goal is to, this adds a third unit to our fleet along with a crew that was actually targeted to be added this year. And so this will help us hopefully do more preventative work in much of the city. We have much more miles of sanitary sewer lines than we do roadways. So having proper maintenance of those lines and being able to get in and inspect and clean those periodically, this is a key piece of equipment for that, as well as we clean it out to inspect them with our cameras to see what kind of maintenance improvements or relining we might need. And so we're asking the commission to approve. We had bids taken for this. This would be a contract with Elliott Equipment Company of Grandview, Missouri for almost $235,000. And then this would come out of our sanitary sewer fund.
All right. And I see there's an item here on the levy here as well. What does that entail?
So we're proceeding with needing to get easements for construction of the levy. We have some utility relocations that we need to do with some of our lines, our water line that goes over to Blue Township, as well as the sewer line that receives sewage from Blue Township. So those have to be relocated and elevated as part of the levee improvement project, and we're going to need additional easement because of that. And so this has started the acquisition process through eminent domain. One of the parcels, we had two parcels, one has reached a settlement agreement on. The other one is there's just multiple owners, many of which are out of state. So we think by utilizing this process in order to meet the timelines that the Corps has for bidding the project, we need to use this acquisition process.
All right. Well, that's a tricky process to do all that, and certainly we'll keep an eye on how that goes. As far as other projects here in the city, and it's been a little while since we did a road construction update, maybe give us a little progress report on some of the projects.
Sure. We've still got landscaping and streetscaping work continuing there at College and Kimball. It's not affecting any of the lanes. It might affect some temporary lane closures as they work on getting some of the irrigation and some of the other landscaping and sodding in, either on College or Kimball there temporarily. Of course, the big improvement is out at Kimball Avenue. Between Seth Child and Candlewood. And that process that's a complete removal and replacement of the roadway. They are making good progress. Of course, there's a big storm drain improvement as part of that. They're at the northeast corner of Seco Park, where they're putting in additional drainage structure. So the south half of that's has been completed for that drainage structure. And now, they've got most of the excavation work done, so they're putting down the new subgrade. They did find some bad soils in parts of it, so they're installing some geogrid material to help stabilize that soil. And then as soon as it dries up, they'll be able to finish preparing that base, and that's proposed to get asphalt layers, similar to a project we did in 2019 to the east of there. So then once they have that new section on those eastbound lanes, they'll divert traffic back onto the eastbound lanes and start doing the same thing on the westbound lanes. That project also includes a new entrance to the Candlewood Shopping Center. And so that'll be constructed as part of that, as well as getting rid of that ditch liner that's on the north side of Kimball there at Candlewood, which in many sections is heavily deteriorated. So that'll be buried in new sidewalk, but there as well. So new sidewalks on both sides of that in conjunction with a new entrance. Obviously, the wet weather has slowed a lot of things down, and we've got internal street work occurring as well that our street crews are doing up around the zoo, up around Cherry Hills and out on King Street. And so that work and maintenance work and activity will continue. And of course, the bridge work still continues on Fort Riley Boulevard there at Wildcat Creek, and that project will continue into the fall. We have two other big projects that are will bid later this year, and that's other portions of Kimball Avenue, that stretch of Kimball between Denison Avenue and North Manhattan Avenue is should be bid later this year. And when that gets awarded, probably close to mid to late summer, that is scheduled to close for its duration of construction for about a year. The other project is the next phase of Kimball, which received a KDOT grant, and that would be for the project left off there at the west entrance to the football stadium and go all the way through the Grain Science intersection to the rowing facility and improvements there. Also in conjunction with that is a back frontage road that connects off of College to the all of the agronomy units there to the north of the football stadium. That gets rid of all of those lane entrances along Kimball, which are certainly a traffic hazard and one of the reasons we got that grant. So later this year, late summer, early fall, throughout the fall, the focus would be on getting that project awarded and working on that frontage road until after football. And then we would see that other project kick in and try to get it mostly done before football starts the following year. So still a lot of orange cones to happen on Kimball corridor for the next couple of years.
All right. Well, appreciate the update on that. And we'll look forward to the meeting tonight at 7 o'clock, City Hall. Mayor Butler, City Manager Fear, appreciate the time here again this morning.
Thank you, Brandon. Have a great day.
Yep, thank you, Brandon.
All right, that's going to wrap up our show here for this morning. Coming up tomorrow on In Focus, we got some special guests. In fact, K-State legend, Green Bay Packers legend, Jordy Nelson will join us at the beginning of the program to talk about a fundraiser they have coming up this month. We'll also join USD 383 officials and the Manhattan Fire Department.